This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with new music from an insightful new artist, Brittany Davis. As a blind and non-binary black musician and formerly homeless, Brittany's message is a potent expression of hope. The EP, I Choose to Live, was championed by Pearl Jam's Stone Gossard, and it's on their label, Loose Groove Records. I have some thoughts from Brittany about the song, but I want to play the title track first, and then we'll hear from Brittany.
Never thought I'd be alive in a time like this. The country that I come to know and love is gonna miss. Can't seem to figure out the equation, the separation. They beguile us with persuasion, the coins they make. Little man became a hustler just to get the bacon. He's super bright, but no father in sight, his soul is aching. Taught to survive, mama provides, but our heart is breaking. The things done to that black queen will leave your spirit shaking. War is on the rise, we've forgotten how to win it. Tears in my sister's eyes, racism is so systemic. Begging mercy from God as we traverse this pandemic. Them rosy Gucci glasses got all of our eyes tinted. To all the frontline workers who witnessed it all. To the families who suffered loss and had no one to call. I urge you not to quit because this is the time to stand. So if you with me, lift your hands.
I choose to live.
I know it's been hard and everybody's going through. We've been sacrificing, doing things we thought we'd never do. Working from home, wearing masks, doing online school. Shout out the class of 2020, I'm so proud of you. My whole heart goes out to countries who suffer harder. I send up all of my prayers for your sons and your daughters. To my Asian brothers and sisters, I extend my heart. Cause I refuse to let the past keep us torn apart. Goddamn, what more does it take now for mankind to see the world is in breakdown? We may be a but we in a desperate state now. I'm so sick from eating lies, my food won't stay down. We just gotta pray now, cause the politicians wanna play now. Look at your neighbor and say we gotta do better. The only way to conquer is to fight this shit together. Numbers ain't never lied, they can't hold us back forever. I choose to live is an action. It's a verb. It's one of those things that you gotta do. When you listen to this song, it's gonna make you wanna do something. It's gonna give you courage to face whatever emotions that you are facing or situations or circumstances that you may have faced due to COVID-19, due to the pandemic, whatever it may be. I know that for me, it was because of the pandemic that this song even came about. Because of having to sit and really process my emotions for the first time ever. Not having the rat race of life keeping me busy and on my toes.
I just had time to think, and when I did, I thought about all of the communities that I've seen suffering because of this pandemic. And I also intend to highlight and be an agent of good in my community and really show that these people out here are really fighting this fight to win. They're not fighting just to get another dose. They're trying to win. So this is why this song is so powerfully connected to my will to show people that I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up. That's what I Choose to Live is all about.
That's Brittany Davis talking about the title track from their EP, I Choose to Live, which is out now on Loose Groove Records. We may already be reacting to the flood of new music inspired by the pandemic as cliché. And it's easy to be dismissive, but it shouldn't be. And as we heard in Brittany's music, it can be so impactful. The next song I want to play is from Valerie June, and she too has a song inspired by the past few years. It's called Use Me.
Looking at the world throughout the pandemic and all the heaviness and suffering that the planet is fighting to heal made me want to ignite light, positivity, and beauty in the hearts of my fans. Beauty, I know, can seem soft and fluffy, but to me, beauty is fierce, and it's a powerful force that we can use in it to inspire change. We can also use each other. As Bill Withers said, we all need somebody to lean on. So this song is a little seed of light that you can lean on when you're feeling like the world has got you feeling low or you're feeling like the world is doing you wrong. Maybe you just need to listen to a song or read a nice poem or go for a long spring walk. I don't know. But one way we can do it as artists is by using our creativity in any way we possibly feel we can imagine to help inspire others and as a way of encouraging an entire planetary shift of positive consciousness. It's a way to empower each person. So I hope you use this song to help you remember to shine brightly. It's a beautiful world.
Tick all your boxes and turn back the clocks. Straighten the crooked, pull out all the stops. I'll be there doing it for you. Save all the best parts of me just for you. Thank you.
Valerie June, her new song is called Use Me and was co-written with Jen DeSilvio. Valerie is out on tour playing songs from her 2021 album called The Moon and Stars, Prescriptions for Dreamers. She's such a joy to see, so if she's coming your way, try and make it to her show. And speaking of joys to see, this past weekend, Arcade Fire did a handful of surprise shows at the Bowery Ballroom in New York City, celebrating their new music and the announcement of their sixth album called We. The album was produced by singers Wynn Butler and Regine Chasson, along with Nigel Godrich. It, too, is an album shaped by the pandemic, a time away from loved ones and a deep desire to reconnect. Side one is called I. It's about fear and loneliness, while side two is called We, and it's about the joy of reconnecting. From side two, here's Wynn Butler to introduce us to the song Lightning 1 and 2.
We recorded it in El Paso, Texas, near the Mexican border wall. It was peak COVID, and El Paso was enduring a major breakthrough in cases. The healthcare system was overrun. We knew that not far from where we stood, Haitians were trying to cross the border to find freedom on American soil, only to be met by whips and dogs and officers on horseback. But ultimately, it's a song about hope and unity, knowing we can make it if we don't quit on each other, if we don't quit on the ones we love. We can make it if you don't quit on me. I won't quit on you. Don't quit on me.
Beneath the poison.
Arcade Fire from their new album called We. That was Lightning Parts 1 and 2. The album We is out on May 6th. And after the break, more new music produced with Nigel Godrich, this time from The Smile, that includes Tom York and Johnny Greenwood. You're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Hulu. Dive into the chilling new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, the riveting adaptation of the acclaimed true crime book. Based on shocking true events, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. Go deep into the hidden world of the town's tormented teenagers as detectives race to solve the sinister crime. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu. This message comes from NPR sponsor Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with new music from The Smile, the project of Tom York and his Radiohead bandmate Johnny Greenwood, along with Sons of Comets' Tom Skinner. This is the third song released from this new trio, and like the Arcade Fire song I played earlier, it's produced by Niles Godrich. Here's drummer Tom Skinner.
You're about to hear our newest song called Skirting on the Surface. Not skating on the surface, which I think would be grammatically correct, but skirting on the surface. Skirting spelled S-K-R-T-I-N-G, which is clearly grammatically incorrect. This was one of the first songs we worked on together and grew out of Johnny's finger-picked guitar line in 11/8. Tom then realising that one of his unrecorded songs fit perfectly on top. I recorded my drums in one take, the first and only take, which lends an air of spontaneity to the music, along with Johnny's carefully balanced horn arrangement, all captured beautifully by Nigel Godrich at his studio in London.
That's The Smile. And the song Skirting on the Surface, there's a video for this song shot in the Rosedale Tin Mine and hand-developed on 16mm black and white film with water from the now unused mine in Cornwall. Pretty crazy. Speaking of crazy, there's an insane collaboration called Congotronics International. The group includes members of Konono No. 1, the Kasai All-Stars, Deerhoof, Juana Molina, and more. The mix of musicians blends Congolese guitars and psychedelic sounds that challenge not just the listener, but the band members. Here's Greg Saunier of Deerhoof to explain the song titled, Where's the One?
The song actually was not recorded at a recording session. Like most of the record, it was recorded live. And this one I seem to remember being from like a world music festival in Portugal, I think. And I remember, you know, getting off stage and thinking, whoa, our performance tonight of this particular song was like super smoking. And I should remember to ask crammed discs for the multi-track files so I can make a mix of it. The way the song is written, like Mopero, who played guitar, you know, created this riff that doesn't really have any accents in it. It was really hard to tell where the downbeat was. And while some of us were struggling to understand where we were meant to tap our toe, etc., Matt Milan actually started singing lyrics about this very fact, which had the double miscommunication aspect that his lyrics about not being able to find the downbeat in Mopero's guitar riff were also not understood by about half of the band who didn't speak or understand English. The other lyrics in the song are just the name of the xylophone player, Baila, that Mariam and Juana and Satomi sing together in three-part harmony. It sounds really sweet.
Thank you.
Congotronics International and the song Where's the One. The album is out April 29th on Cram Disc Records. I'll post a video on the All Songs Considered site of the band performing Where's the One at the Roskilde Festival. Now on to Andrew Bird, who's been busy during the pandemic, putting out home videos on social media, releasing a collaboration with Jimbo Mathis, and before that, a Christmas album. Now he's heading out on tour with Iron and Wine and a project called Outside Problems. And then there's this new song I'd love to play. Here's Andrew to introduce us to Atomized.
So Joan Didion used the word atomization to describe what was happening to society in the 60s in her book Slouching Towards Bethlehem. She says, I was dealing directly with evidence of atomization, the proof that things fall apart. And I became really interested in that choice of word, atomization. So I was thinking, you know, if things fall apart, they have to be put back together. They fall apart on this sort of political, social level, from the molecules to the atom, then they have to be rebuilt, but through interpersonal relationships. And then you add to this mix technology, or technology, is add an extra syllable. And I even go as far as to imagine us, you know, intentionally atomizing ourselves to avoid being commodified by big tech, and then reconstituting ourselves through love. And the second verse starts with, there's something in our eyes that completes you. It gets pretty dark there, but there's hope. And it's also a jam, this tune. It's very exuberant and fun to play.
Get a rise to unseat you. They'll demagnetize your pole. And you know they're gonna try to delete you. So now you're atomized on hold. You know you better start making your apology. Stop blaming technology, yeah. Blaming technology, oh. May you please, may you stop making your apologies, oh. Baby, technology, yeah. Baby, technology, oh.
Only you and that's what makes ticking on the DL. Flaming ticking on the GO.
Andrew Bird and the song Atomized, with a very beautiful video to accompany the song, which can be found at npr.org/allsongs. Typhoon is a band from Portland, Oregon, we've been following now for the past 11 years or so, including a 2013 Tiny Desk concert. The group is headed by Kyle Morton, and they're about to put out a series of EPs centered on resentment. The first EP is out April 15th. It's called Underground Complex. And the song we'll go out on today is called New Wife. It's about a voice note left on an answering machine. And so there's a little bit of irony that Kyle left me this voice memo to describe the intention of Typhoon's new song. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. Take care, all. It's All Songs Considered.
We made this record about a character who has this quirk, this very human quirk, that every time he does something he's ashamed of, instead of learning from it or owning up to it, he just doubles down. So this song is in which the character calls his ex-wife and leaves a voicemail. I liked the format of voicemail for this song because it has this sort of irreversibility to it that I'm experiencing right now, which is, once you say something, you can't really take it back, and you don't know when the person is going to listen to it, but they probably will, and so it has this sort of ticking time bomb aspect to it. So anyway, this character, who I should add is not a very sympathetic character. He leaves a voicemail for his ex, and it starts out harmlessly enough, it's been a long time, etc., but rather quickly devolves into this kind of bizarre and humiliating plea for her to take him back. Well, I'm just hoping you were sadistic enough to enjoy it.
It's a long time since you heard from me. Fell off the face of the earth and I couldn't stick the landing. I think the last time our anniversary at the liquor store, you pretended not to see me. Anyway, I've got a new wife and she is good to me. Runs her hands through my hair, makes the coffee in the morning. Yeah, I think my new wife's shaping up for me. There's only this one thing. Tell me you want me to die in a falling accident, so you can pretend you don't care. That's you all over, isn't it? Yeah, sure, I will leave you alone. Just tell me that under your thumb. Yeah, I heard he dresses like me. Oh my God, it's such a long life. I'm glad I live to see how I look to a stranger. Tell me you want me to jump off, or never mind.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Rosetta Stone, an expert in language learning for 30 years. Right now, NPR listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership to 25 different languages for 50% off. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.